The 2023 wheat harvest is winding down in most areas of north central Kansas. Stay tuned and I will provide information on the importance of having a plan for controlling weeds in your wheat stubble. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Even though the 2023 wheat harvest was unfortunately disappointing, the weeds are still flourishing with the moisture we have received. Post-harvest weed control in wheat stubble is very important to conserve critical soil moisture and prevent weeds from going to seed and adding to the weed seed bank. This year, it will be especially important to be ready to spray after wheat harvest because of less cover from shorter and thinner wheat like we've had the last couple of years. When thinking about weed control in wheat stubble, there are two priorities: controlling already emerged weeds and preventing later flushes. So making applications before the weeds exceed 4 to 6 inches is critical for good control of already emerged weeds. Residual herbicides are also needed to reduce the number of herbicide applications needed to control multiple flushes of weeds. According to Dr. Sarah Lancaster, K-State Research and Extension Weed Specialist, the standard treatment for many years is to control weeds and volunteer wheat in wheat stubble with glyphosate plus 2,4-D, LVE, and dicamba. This tank mix provided two herbicide modes of action to help target challenging and often drought-stressed weeds. These herbicides continue to be important for weed control in wheat stubble. However, these tank mixes may not be adequate in many cases because of herbicide resistance in many weed populations, especially glyphosate resistance in Palmer amaranth or pigweed and kochia. Higher rates of the 2,4-D and dicamba may improve control, but in most cases, 1 quart per acre of 2,4-D or 1 pint per acre of dicamba are the highest rates that should be used. Lancaster stresses that paraquat, Gramoxin, or others are herbicides that can work well in place of glyphosate to control emerged pigweed and kochia. Paraquat is a contact herbicide with a different mode of action, so spray coverage is critical. Paraquat also needs to be applied with a non-ionic surfactant or oil concentrate to enhance surface coverage of the plant foliage. A tank mix with atrazine will also enhance control on any emerged weeds and provide some residual weed control if planning to plant corn or sorghum next spring. Likewise, Metribution can also be tank mixed with paraquat if you are rotating to soybean to enhance control and provide some residual activity. Lancaster points out that other weed control options that includes the active ingredient ceflufenacil, like the herbicide Sharpen. So if you are planting wheat this fall, apply 1 to 2 fluid ounces per acre to provide post-emergence and short-term residual control of Palmer amaranth, kochia, and other broadleaf weeds. Sharpen should be applied with glyphosate for grass control and can be applied with other products labeled for use in wheat stubble. Sharpen works best with the addition of methylated seed oil and good spray coverage, so using 15 to 20 gallons per acre spray solution is very important. If rotating to soybeans, be sure you remember the 0 to 45 day rotation interval depending on use rate and your soil texture. In addition, the active ingredient flumioxazin, such as Valor and many other products, can be added to burn down treatments at rates of 1 to 4 fluid ounces per acre for activity on emerged broadleaf weeds and some residual activity on broadleaf and grass weeds in wheat stubble. Flumioxazin can also be mixed with glyphosate or clethodim, also as Select Max, for enhanced grass control. It can also be mixed with 2,4-D, atrazine, metribuzin, or paraquat. For more detailed information, see the K-State Research and Extension 2023 Chemical Weed Control for Field Crops, Pastures, and Non-Crop Land Guide, available online, or stop by any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center for a paper copy or with more of your questions. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.